This is episode 2335 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day six of the series we're exploring this week. This week, it's been all about how to manage procrastination and get those important things done in your life that you may have been putting off, especially as we continue in a pandemic. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you layer together the meditation techniques you've been exploring all week long. I like to think of this as a flow meditation, where you flow from one technique to the next. We've also been following along with a challenge this week. Your challenge has been to wake up earlier every day this week, and you have been invited to join the 5 a.m. club. People from all over the world wake up at 5 a.m. to do self-care, do some movement, some meditation, journaling, and to focus on what you need to accomplish throughout the day and those important goals you have. When you don't have this time that you specifically designate and create a routine to ensure you do it consistently, you find that your goals and dreams can slip away so easily. I want to share with you the quote today from Robin Sharma's 5 a.m. Club book. He says, "Remember, every professional was once an amateur, and every master started as a beginner. Ordinary people can accomplish extraordinary feats once they've routinized the right habits." So reflect back over this week. It's day six now, and think about what you're focusing on. What have you been procrastinating? And have you made any progress? Even awareness of what it is you want to accomplish in your life is progress. Focus on taking small incremental steps that lead you to your goals. You never know when you might actually need your goals and dreams to lift you up. One of your fellow meditators, Joy, reached out. Joy currently lives in San Diego, but she spent a lot of years living in Hawaii. And when she was there, she learned to do the hula dance. And she always wanted to learn to play the ukulele. That's the Hawaiian guitar. She's going to be undergoing a surgery, so she's going to be bedridden for a while afterwards. And she thought about how this is the perfect time for her to learn to play the ukulele. So even though she may have procrastinated on learning how to play the ukulele, because she never gave up on that dream, she finds that now this dream is going to really lift her up as she's bedridden for several weeks. So you never know when your dreams will come in handy for you. So always keep your dreams, even if you find that you're not really making progress on them. I'd love to hear from you. And if you find that you are moving forward on some of your big dreams this week, you can reach out to me at Mary on my Sipinome Instagram, sending me a direct message. And I would be so honored if you left a rating and review to let me know how your meditation ritual is coming along. Your ratings and reviews mean so much to me. And I did hear from several of you that your meditation ritual is something you've been procrastinating. And now this week, you're back on your cushion or in your chair meditating. So I invite you now to settle yourself down wherever you meditate and begin to allow yourself to calm your mind and your body. Notice where you may be holding tension today, and notice that you'll work with this tension and naturally release it the calmer you become. Straighten your spine and gently elevate your eyes upward. This helps to uplift your thoughts. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Anytime your mind wanders as you meditate, focus on your breath. Mentally affirm, now is my time to shine. Now is my time to shine. Visualize a flame glowing brightly within you. You could focus on a chakra, your third chakra, right at your abdominal area. This is the location of your third chakra, where your zest for life and your passions are harbored. Visualize a glowing candle lighting you up. Feel as though this candle is fueling your passions, your goals and ambitions. With each breath, the candlelight flickers a little more upward, till it reaches the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye. You could visualize the warming color, yellow, surrounding you with this soft light, your inner light. You may place your hands in the Kalisvara Mudra, resting your hands on your lap or at your chest, your eyes still closed. Bend your knuckles and press them together. Extend your thumbs downward, pressing them together. You're creating a heart with your hands. Now gently extend your middle fingers upward, pressing them together. It can feel a little unusual if you're not used to doing a mudra. Similar to yoga, stimulating a corresponding region of your brain. This mudra opens your heart and helps you to gain as though you have a sense of control over your life. Now on your next inhale, you could do an energizing breath. Inhale sharply through your nose, and as you do so, squeeze and tense the muscles of your body from your feet all the way to your head to the best of your ability. Squeeze and tense. This is your power, your energy, your light. feels right. Release your breath through your mouth forcefully. And release the tension you've been holding in your body. Now, feel the relaxation. You may feel it stronger than you would have if you wouldn't have tensed your body. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.